Just in case anyone is stuck inside on the day of the total solar eclipse this summer, it will be live streamed with the help of students from Vanderbilt University. They're launching a high-altitude weather balloon with a video camera to send images back to NASA's broadcast on August 21st. We sent WPLN's Emily Siner to their test run.
On the empty top floor of a parking garage on Vanderbilt's campus, Adam Jarrell holds fast to a huge deflated balloon. He gives the signal to start the helium tank.
Give me some air.
The balloon is attached to hot pink string, which is attached to a number of small payloads. They carry cameras, sensors to collect atmospheric data, and a GPS. Jarrell is a mechanical engineering grad student in charge, which he says is a lot of responsibility.
It's been a fun project. It's been a learning experience. And I'm going to be very glad when this balloon gets up in the air.
Vanderbilt is one of a few dozen schools along the eclipse's path that are building these mobile cameras. They'll rise to 100,000 feet, at which point the weather balloon will burst and a parachute will bring the camera down. Engineering professor Tim Holman says the trial launch is an attempt to work out the bugs.
So this is a coordinated event nationwide, and we're going to figure out what works and what doesn't.
When the balloon is finally filled with helium, Adam Jarrell releases it along with each of the payloads. Then he checks a screen nearby, showing the video that it's sending back as it rises.
You see the sky and the clouds?
Oh, yeah.
Students on the ground stare up at the floating mass, shielding their eyes from the sun, which the moon will be blocking for 2 minutes in August. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.